Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Detroit, Michigan, a city known for its grit, innovation, and history. But in the heart of the Motor City lies a different kind of legend. One that doesn't roar with engines, but whispers through the halls of an opulent mansion. The Whitney, once the home of lumber baron David Whitney Jr., is now a fine dining establishment and a hotspot for paranormal activity. Built in 1894, this towering, Romanesque revival mansion was a symbol of wealth and success. Today, it's better known for its shadowy figures, unexplained footsteps and ghostly whispers that send chills down the spines of staff and guests alike. Could it be the restless spirit of David Whitney himself still presiding over his domain? Or is it all just a trick of the imagination in a place so steeped in history and grandeur? In this episode, we'll take you inside the Whitney, exploring its rich past and chilling present. From its construction to the spine-tingling accounts of ghostly encounters, we'll uncover the stories that make this Detroit landmark a paranormal legend. So buckle up, because this ride through history and mystery might just make you question what's real and what isn't. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Whitney begins in the late 19th century during Detroit's rise as a booming industrial hub. Lumber magnate David Whitney Jr., one of the wealthiest men in Michigan, wanted a home that matched his success. In 1894, he completed his masterpiece, a sprawling 22,000-square-foot mansion on Woodward Avenue. Built in the Romanesque Revival style, the mansion featured 52 rooms, 218 windows adorned with Tiffany stained glass and woodwork so intricate that it was considered among the finest in America. This was not just a home. It was a symbol of opulence and achievement. But while the mansion was a testament to Whitney's success, it was also the setting for personal tragedy. Whitney's first wife, Flora, passed away years before the home's completion. Heartbroken, he remarried, but some say the mansion still carried echoes of his grief. Whitney himself died in the home in 1900, just 6 years after it was built. His death marked the beginning of whispers about lingering spirits within the grand estate. The Whitney was not always a restaurant. For decades after the Whitney family left, the mansion served as medical offices, its halls bustling with doctors and patients. But by the mid-20th century, the building began to decay, its grandeur fading into a shadow of its former self. That is, until the 1980s, when a restoration effort transformed it into an upscale dining establishment. While its beauty was revived, the renovations reportedly stirred something else within the mansion, something unseen but undeniably present. The first reports of paranormal activity began with the renovation crews. Workers described tools being moved when no one else was around. Some claimed to hear voices echoing in the empty halls, while others felt cold spots in areas that had no reason to be chilly. For those who worked on restoring the Whitney, it was clear that they were not alone. When the restaurant opened its doors, the stories didn't stop. Staff members spoke of doors opening and closing on their own, footsteps echoing on floors that should have been empty, and lights flickering in ways that defied explanation. Most chilling of all were the accounts of a shadowy figure seen walking the halls, disappearing as quickly as it appeared. Many believe this to be the spirit of David Whitney Jr., still overseeing his beloved home. While skeptics dismissed these occurrences as figments of imagination or the effects of an aging building, others were not so sure. The mansion's history, coupled with the inexplicable events, made it a natural target for paranormal enthusiasts and investigators. Over the years, the Whitney became a hotspot for ghost hunters, each eager to uncover the secrets of Detroit's haunted mansion. But what causes such reports in the first place? Experts in psychology suggest that the power of suggestion plays a significant role. When people enter a space known for hauntings, their minds might be more inclined to interpret ordinary occurrences like creaking floors or drafts as paranormal. Others point to environmental factors such as old wiring that could create feelings of unease or even mild hallucinations. And yet these rational explanations don't seem to account for everything. Among those who have studied the Whitney, some argue that its haunting could be residual in nature. Residual hauntings are thought to be like recordings of past events, replaying themselves over time. In a place as historically rich as the Whitney, with its layers of personal and architectural history, the idea of such an imprint isn't hard to imagine. But could there be more to it than that? As the Whitney's reputation for paranormal activity grew, so did the curiosity surrounding it. Paranormal investigators, local historians, and even skeptics began delving into the mansion's secrets, trying to separate fact from fiction. The question remained, was the Whitney truly haunted, or were its ghostly legends just the byproduct of its storied past? As the years went on, the reports of paranormal activity at the Whitney intensified, becoming more frequent and some would argue more chilling. Staff and guests alike began sharing stories of encounters that went beyond the creaks and drafts typical of an old building. The restaurant's reputation as one of Detroit's most haunted locations was solidified, and the accounts that emerged made skeptics reconsider. One of the most common phenomena reported at the Whitney involves footsteps. Many have heard them, measured, deliberate steps echoing down hallways when no one else is around. These aren't the random creaks of settling wood. They're purposeful, as if someone were pacing or patrolling the premises. Some staff members claim the steps often lead to the mansion's grand staircase, a focal point of its haunting history. The grand staircase itself has been the site of other strange occurrences. Guests have reported seeing fleeting shadows at the top of the stairs, disappearing just as they catch sight of them. One account, shared by a longtime server, described a shadowy figure that seemed to be watching from the landing. When the server approached, the figure vanished into thin air, leaving behind an inexplicable chill. Perhaps the most unnerving reports come from the main dining room. On more than one occasion, diners have claimed to see a man in formal Victorian attire, believed to resemble David Whitney Jr., sitting quietly at a table. He never speaks, and when approached, he disappears. Some patrons have even managed to capture blurry, unexplained figures in their photographs, fueling speculation about the mansion's ghostly inhabitants. The paranormal activity isn't limited to visual phenomena. Many have reported hearing the sound of a piano playing faintly, even when the restaurant's piano is untouched. Staff members working late have described hearing whispers, soft, indistinct voices that seem to come from just around the corner. And then there are the cold spots, abrupt and localized pockets of frigid air that defy any logical explanation. A particularly eerie experience shared by several employees involves the mansion's elevator, originally installed to help David Whitney Jr.'s second wife, who had mobility issues. The elevator occasionally operates on its own. Staff members have seen its doors open and close without any passengers, sometimes stopping at floors where no one has been. Some believe this is the work of Whitney himself, ensuring his wife's ease of movement even in the afterlife. These recurring phenomena have drawn the attention of numerous paranormal investigators, teams equipped with thermal cameras, EMF meters, and digital recorders have attempted to document the activity. Some claim to have captured EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, that sound like faint whispers or phrases. Others have reported spikes in electromagnetic fields in areas with no apparent source. While these findings excite believers, skeptics argue that such evidence is inconclusive and could be explained by environmental factors. Among the theories proposed to explain the Whitney's hauntings, residual energy remains a popular one. This idea suggests that the mansion, having been the site of intense emotions and significant events, has absorbed an imprint of its past. This energy might replay itself, much like a recording, resulting in the footsteps, music, and shadowy figures often reported. Another theory is that of intelligent hauntings, where spirits actively interact with the living. Those who support this idea point to the specificity of certain encounters, such as the elevator's movements or the man in Victorian attire who seems to observe diners. These occurrences suggest, at least to believers, that the spirits of David Whitney Jr. and perhaps others connected to the mansion remain present and aware. Still, there are those who argue for more grounded explanations. Skeptics often cite confirmation bias, where individuals interpret ambiguous stimuli, like noises or shadows, as evidence of the paranormal because they expect to encounter ghosts. Others point to the mansion's age and structure, noting that creaky floors, drafts, and outdated wiring can all contribute to the eerie atmosphere. And yet, despite these rational arguments, the stories persist. Some experiences are so vivid, so personal, that they leave even the staunchest skeptics at a loss. Could all of these accounts be dismissed as coincidence or imagination? Or is there something truly extraordinary about the Whitney that defies explanation? As the legend of the Whitney grows, so do the questions surrounding it. Why does the mansion seem to attract such a concentration of paranormal activity? Is it tied to the life and death of David Whitney Jr.? Or does it stem from something deeper, something woven into the very fabric of the building? For now, the Whitney remains a mystery, its shadowy halls offering more questions than answers. The Whitney is more than just a historic mansion. It's a living, breathing part of Detroit's legacy. From its days as the home of one of Michigan's wealthiest men to its current status as an upscale dining destination, the building has seen over a century of change. But as we've heard, it may also be home to something else, a past that refuses to rest. Whether it's the shadowy figures, the whispers in the halls, or the unexplained footsteps, the Whitney has earned its reputation as one of Detroit's most haunted locations. Some believe the spirit of David Whitney Jr. continues to watch over his beloved mansion, while others see these accounts as evidence of residual energy replaying moments from the building's history. And let's not forget the skeptics who argue that every eerie event has a perfectly logical explanation. Drafts, creaking wood, or even our own imaginations, these are all part of the conversation. But isn't that what makes places like the Whitney so fascinating? The intersection of history, mystery, and the unexplainable creates a narrative that keeps us asking questions. Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, one thing is certain. The Whitney has a way of getting under your skin. So, the next time you find yourself in Detroit, consider visiting the Whitney. Indulge in its culinary offerings, marvel at its architectural beauty, and if you're lucky or unlucky, you might just catch a glimpse of its otherworldly guests. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.